This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The results of an independent investigation into the death of a Douglas County man are expected early this month. Jalen Sebron, a 23-year-old, was shot 7 times in the back by an unnamed sheriff's deputy outside the Main Event Entertainment Center in Highlands Ranch in February. His mother, Veronica Sebron, wants to know why non-lethal force wasn't used.
The audacity, the lies. You know what you did, but you have to protect yours.
Body cam video shows it was only 10 seconds from when the deputy arrived on the scene to when Sebron was shot in the back. Sebron was holding a gun next to his car, but it was pointed upward into the air. Colorado lawmakers have a lot to say about Trump's sweeping tariffs. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The state's Democratic senators and representatives all slammed the tariffs, saying they're a tax that will raise prices and hit all Coloradans in their wallets. Starting this weekend, Trump has ordered 10% across-the-board tariffs for most countries, and then some additional so-called reciprocal tariffs. But at least 2 Republicans are defending the move. Representative Lauren Boebert said she supports Trump's efforts to level the trade playing field, while Republican Gabe Evans said, ultimately, he thinks this move will help the world get to what he called free and fair trade practices. But that may take time. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And now a correction to an earlier story. Trump's tariffs on imported cars begins today. A tariff on car parts is slated to begin next week. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 5:06. Glad you're here.